You're listening to the audio podcast of the weekly message preached at Central United Methodist Church in Arlington, Virginia. You're invited to worship with us in person on Saturdays at 4:30 p.m. or virtually through Zoom or Facebook on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Visit us at www.cumcballston.org. There you can learn more about our congregation and how we worship God, serve others, and embrace all.
Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12 in the Common English Bible. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the territory of Judea during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. He gathered all the chief priests and the legal experts and asked them where the Christ was to be born. They said, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote. You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means are you least among the rulers of Judah, because from you will come one who governs, who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and found out from them the time when the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you have found him, report to me so that I too may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they went. And look, the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chests and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Because they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another route. The word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Sharon, for reading our scripture this morning. Well, today is Epiphany. On January 6th, Western Christians celebrate the Feast of Epiphany. Our friends in the Orthodox Church are celebrating Christmas this morning. But for us, we are at the end of our 12 days of celebration. Epiphany comes from a Greek word that means manifestation, unveiling, or appearance. And in this story that we just heard read from the Gospel of Matthew, we celebrate the unveiling of the light of Christ to Magi from the east, to people who were seeking an encounter with the sacred, and so they journeyed for a very long time to get to Jesus. In this week's scripture, we hear about the surprising perseverance of the Magi. They had to travel from afar, relying on ancient prophecies and their ability to read the stars. Now, stars are an incredible navigation tool, but they're not quite as precise as our GPS directions today. So when the Magi knew they were close, they went to talk to Herod to see if they could get some help from him. In fact, maybe they even thought they were looking for Herod's son or grandson, but they weren't. When Herod actually found out what they were seeking, that there's a new king in Bethlehem, this power-hungry and unethical king had another thing in mind. He really didn't plan to pay homage to Jesus, but that is what he said to the Magi. Now, do they really believe Herod? We can't know. But we know that Herod wants to find the baby so that he can eliminate any threat to his power. Herod was not afraid to sacrifice anything or anyone to keep his power. He was even willing to sacrifice little children to prevent a future challenge to his throne. Now, the Magi aren't aware of Herod's ill intent, but they were warned in a dream. And so the last we hear of them, they are planning to return home another way, undoubtedly a longer way, a detour. The Magi had to rely on their faith and their dreams and their prayers in order to persevere in the face of uncertainty and fear. They adapted their plan, and they were willing to find a different way to the Christ child, and yet still another way back to their own home. Their perseverance was not blind determination. It was tempered with a willingness to change and adapt, while still holding on to the overarching vision of finding the divine sacred in their midst in this life. In our journeys of life, we are constantly having to adjust when life throws us a curveball. Like the wise ones, we do this same work of rerouting, adjusting, accommodating, finding another way forward or finding another way back. And like those wise ones, we who have dreams must also persevere. Perseverance is not always a word that we'd like to have to do because it often means that we're living through something difficult. And yet so often, any dream worth achieving requires perseverance. Any serious commitment of loving other people requires perseverance because so often humans fail one another. So often life is difficult. Even God has to persevere in loving us. If we look back into the Psalms, one of the words so frequently used to describe God's love for humanity is steadfast. God perseveres in loving humanity. And that is what the Christmas story is all about. God has not given up on humanity. God continues to show up in our midst. Now, faith doesn't give us simple answers. It doesn't give us exact locations of where to find love or where to find peace. Sometimes we might misinterpret signs, but just like the Magi, God gives us the tools to follow the path toward hope, toward grace, toward peace. Staying open to new inspiration and guidance was key for the Magi, and it's key for us today. There are many ways for us to listen for God's will, but the key is staying rooted and grounded in God's steadfast love for us. Persevering in faith does not mean simply repeating the same action over and over, expecting God to do some miraculous outcome. It is about being willing to stay awake to what God is doing as God's dream for the world continues to unfold in surprising ways. For Mary and Joseph, they expected their baby to save their people. And when the Magi shows up, it helps them understand that God's dream is even bigger than they could have expected. God has come to save the entire world. The Magi show how you have to persevere to meet God in this world and also be willing to change your plans. We have to be like the Magi today. Over the last 10 years, we have certainly had a few detours and rerouting on our course to seeing God's dream made reality, to transform our church property. We have had to literally redraw the building, I don't know, Gene, 20, 30 times now. We've lost track. But now we are months away from moving into our new building. We have persevered through this season of worshiping on Saturdays, which for so many of us has meant we never know what day of the week it is, whether today is Saturday or Sunday, and then if we go to church in person, and then we also go online. So I am really looking forward to not having to persevere through that anymore. But we will be in a new space. A space that will serve our congregation, that will be the right size for worship and for fellowship, and it will also give us the opportunity to welcome our new neighbors, to welcome the families and individuals who will live in one of those 144 units of affordable housing. But this is not the end of our journey. This is just the beginning of the next journey into building our community, into building our community of faith so that we can proclaim God's love and remind those in the world who have lost their way, who have lost hope, who have lost faith, who have lost peace, to remind them that we can be a beacon of light, to help them on their journey to find the divine and the sacred in their midst. In the busy neighborhood of Ballston, where people are anxious and worried, we will have a space for worship, for people to set down their cares, to come into a community of faith that will welcome them just as they are. We are a community that worships God and serves others and embraces all. Over time, our congregation will grow and change as we welcome new members of our church family. We will take another journey towards seeing God in our midst. Our leadership board has been working over the last year and a half to get some clarity on where this journey will take us. But we have so many great opportunities to discover over this next year what God has in mind for us. And so as we get close to ending this one part of our journey toward the new building, I am excited for the next journey that is beginning for us, the journey of building our community. And so today I want to leave you with the words of the poem from Sarah Auer. It's the poem that's printed in our weekly devotional that we've had throughout the seasons of Advent and Christmas. Her poem is entitled, I Imagine. I imagine they packed bags, water and food, blankets and clothes. I imagine they packed tools, maps and telescopes they could bring the stars closer, as if the sky was a comforter they could pull near. I imagine they hugged loved ones and said, we'll be back soon. And when loved ones said, don't leave, it's risky, you don't even know what you're chasing. I imagine they put lips to foreheads and said, there is a light in the darkness. I must change that. And I imagine they walked. I imagine they walked until legs were tired and knees gave out. Maybe they told stories on the road and laughed into the open sky. Or maybe they sat in silence and prayed for more light. However the road unfolded, I imagine it was not easy. I imagine all of this not because I've chased stars, but because I have dreamed. And these dreams for justice make the Magi's story my own. Every time we fight for justice, we start in the dark. We hug loved ones and say, there's a light in the darkness. I must chase that light. We walk until we're tired, and then we keep walking. We laugh at the open sky as a form of resistance. We pray in the night for signs of more light. And no matter how important the journey is, and no matter how much progress we make, the journey to justice is never easy. And so I pray that one day we will be like the Magi and we will walk ourselves into the light. Until then, don't forget, there's a light in the darkness. We must chase that. Amen.